Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
You know, we come into the show today, unfortunately, on a bum note, a down note, if you will. You know,
yeah.
You know,
horrible.
We're not
going to
sugarcoat things. We're going to let you behind the curtain, people. You know, unlike on, you know, ESPN there with their high gloss and their HD makeup and they're outside the lines BS.
They're
all
the
that.
Worst.
No, you know, we take you inside behind the ropes, behind the curtain to show you how the sausage gets made, don't we, Tony?
Yeah, we give you an education on this show.
Yeah, you know, like last week, we had a bit of a, I guess, technical issue, you would say, with Michael Lombardi's brain.
Oh, don't remind me.
Former NFL GM Michael Lombardi, who apparently didn't know that he was supposed to be on video for a show that has millions of viewers. Somehow he forgot that detail.
Yeah, he didn't know how to read camera on and push the button.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, we thought that was going to be the worst disaster, but no. Then, you know, we had Nick Foles booked as usual, but unfortunately, he had to cancel due to being in traction in the hospital. So,
yep,
you know.
Totally understandable. Can't blame him for that.
Yep. So we turned to what we thought would be the next best thing. Another Eagles quarterback, Donovan McNabb.
Who makes total sense.
Agree.
Yeah.
He did agree, Tony,
yep,
to be on the show, and he said he could record at the time of Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, we do not record the show on Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
No,
Eastern,
we don't.
But, you know, given that this was Donovan McNabb, you know, a Super Bowl hero almost, you know.
Yeah. We were going to make an exception, an accommodation.
Yeah, you make an accommodation. We're professionals. Yep. That's what we do in
the
business.
That's what we do.
And we agreed to do what they call in the business a pre-tape. Now, you people at home, you may not know this. Here's some inside baseball, people.
Yeah.
More education. You know, most of these quote-unquote live interviews you'll see on ESPN, they're not live at all. They're actually taped hours before the show. You know, when they say, hey, we're going to go to Buffalo and talk to this schmo on the field. He was there 4 days ago. They're just showing it to you now.
Yeah.
So Tuesday rolls around, 8 p.m. We get a text. Oh, McNabb can't do it. Something popped up, yada, yada. Can you do Wednesday? Well, okay. So we said, all right, we'll agree to
more
that.
More accommodation.
Well, guess what? Ever since we sent our agreement email back, nothing. No response from McNabb's camp at all. So here you go, people. You're in for a bit of a ride on this show. You know, hopefully maybe McNabb can make another fourth quarter comeback as he tended to do. You know, we can depend on that. Or otherwise,
we'll
you know, heads will roll. So
exactly.
We'll see what happens. But, you know, in the meantime, Tony, we can't let this derail us from our show. We got a lot to get to.
We're true professionals
some business
here.
Up top. Yep. So let's get right into first our sponsorship. We got a new sponsorship on board.
Yeah.
So right now I'm going to do an ad read for our newest sponsor just signed on today, our good friends at Post-it Notes. Are you constantly forgetting appointments and other things you have to do? Well, have you heard of Post-it Notes, a-hole?
Yeah. Like, let's say, hypothetically, you're supposed to record an interview at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday. How are you gonna remember it if you don't write it down, a-hole?
Post-it Notes. Stop being a total disappointment to everyone around you. Post-it Notes. Available literally anywhere.
And disclaimer, any person this seems like it refers to is purely coincidental.
All right, there you go. Well, lots to get to, Tony. So let's not waste any more time and get right into our top story.
Top story.
All right, first out the gate, obviously the big story, major crisis brewing in Dallas. Yeah, the Cowboys, they beat the Bucks in the wild card round, but unfortunately the win was overshadowed by the record poor play from Cowboys kicker and soon-to-be free agent Brett Maher, who missed a record 4 extra points and is surprisingly still alive. But you know, Tony, people, they're putting a lot of blame on Maher here, but he is not the one they should be blaming. Isn't that right, Tony?
Of course. The person they should blame is clearly Dak Prescott. If he got the ball in the end zone more during the regular season, then Brett Maher would have gotten to practice more extra points. In week 18, because Dak was so indescribably shitty, Ma only got to practice one measly extra point. So it's pretty clear why he was rusty for the playoffs.
Terrific analysis there, Tony. And you know, now the Cowboys are coming out and you know, they're all being so supportive of this Ma guy. You know,
are you kidding?
Dak's saying, oh, it's okay. I played like shit the week before too. That was his exact quote. And, you know, John Fossil, the special teams coach, he comes out and he says, oh, well, the Ma had the yips. You know, this just shows you how soft and pathetic and kumbaya this league has become. Isn't that right?
You know, people forget this, but in the 1970s, when kickers would miss even one extra point, the entire team would take him behind the stadium after the game and beat the living piss out of him. People think the NFL introduced the two-point conversion to increase scoring?
No.
No. It was actually to lower the assault rate on kickers.
Yep.
And now look at how bad kickers are. A clear case of causing an effect.
So well said, Tony. And, you know, we got to get to another story here involving Dallas. You know, Cowboys fans, they're always bitching and moaning about something, right? You know,
that's all they do.
Dez didn't catch the ball. He didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yada, yada,
still,
yada,
10 whatever. Years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, now they're angry because the Cowboys have to play a short week versus the 49ers. You know, because the 49ers wrapped their game against Seattle on Saturday night, Cowboys against Tampa on Monday night.
That's the schedule.
Difference. Yeah, exactly. You know, Tony, again here, to me this is just more of the softness of the NFL, you know, wanting it to be some, like, cushy lounge. And, you know, more so overall, like, the weakling world we've created. You know, you got people every day complaining, oh, they want their four-day work weeks. Oh, they want you to open the window when the gas stove is on. You know, isn't this just crazy talk, Tony?
Absolutely. It's shameful that the Cowboys are even complaining about this.
Yep.
It's the playoffs. Shouldn't the playoffs be harder than the regular season? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yep.
Personally, I would like to see teams get no days off or even have to play doubleheaders. That would be a truer test of strength and endurance.
Terrific point, Tony. And, you know, just as a quick aside here, you know, something I have to mention. The biased media is at it once again doing a terrible job. You know, after that Jaguars win versus the Chargers, I didn't hear one of those talking heads, not a single one, credit the Eagles. You know, the Jags, you look at it, the Jags have our old coach, like 20 of the same staff members, including the great Jim Bob Cuda. They even stole our color of uniform. This is the
disgraceful.
Eagles. It's pathetic.
Yeah. You know, people always say the biggest thing you can achieve in sports is a dynasty. No. It's an empire. And right now, if you look at it, the Eagles have not one, but two teams in the playoffs, holdings in two conferences. Total empire domination.
Absolutely. And while we're discussing this Jags-Chargers game, which I can't believe we're actually discussing, I literally thought we'd have no reason to talk about it, let alone watch it.
I can't believe the words are coming out of your mouth
exactly.
Right now.
Well, anyway, you know, these sports shows, blame it on these sports shows, because, you know, they've been going back and forth, debating all week, back and forth as to whether Chargers coach Brandon Staley should keep his job after blowing that 27-0 lead. And, you know, Tony, the people calling for Staley to lose his job over this, you know, they're totally missing the point, aren't they? Because, you know, him being terrible at his job is what makes the Chargers just even remotely interesting. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. We all know great head coaches give their team an identity. The Chargers have a clear identity. Blowing big leads in important games. That's Brandon Staley's mark.
Yep.
Every great coach has a mark. Bill Parcells, run the ball. Buddy Ryan, tough as nails defense.
Yep.
Bill Belichick, recording the other team's practices. From my view, Brandon Staley's coaching the right way and really making a name for himself.
Great point, Tony. And well, that leads us to the end of this segment. So, before we go to the Fusco Satellite Network, I guess we need to first make sure if anybody's there. Let's check in with producer Jay. Oh, no. Did you
Is
hear
McNabb
anything?
In there? What? Bring him in.
No one's on the line.
Did you email
confirm?
Him again? Write him? Text him?
Yes. Yes. Always.
Well,
always.
All right.
All right. Then bring in the backup
go
guest.
Go to the backup guest. Who do you got lined up? Backup guest.
There's no backup.
We've told you this 40 times. You should have six backup guests. Go, you know, what's Kevin Cobb doing? You know, quarterbacks have backup quarterbacks.
Where's Coy Detmer?
You should have a backup guest. Kevin Cobb, where's he?
Just go down the list.
Hello?
Hello?
He's just sitting there. Look at him. He's lifeless.
He's sulking.
This is going nowhere. All right, Tony. Well, we got 10 minutes here to fill. And, you know, I got to say, Tony, for a long time, we've given Donovan McNabb his flowers, haven't we? You know?
Yeah, we always do every week.
Yeah, we put him, he's at the front
the beginning
of every
of the
show,
show,
his image at the front of every show, that photo. I'm wearing his uniform right now, and you know.
You are, we're always paying homage.
Yeah, we are. And you know, frankly, the fact that he's kind of ghosted us like this, I guess that's what they say, ghosted us. You know, I don't know
Never
how well
again.
That sits with me. You know, when you look back, Tony, maybe we shouldn't be so surprised. Because when we look back at all the times we needed to rely on Donovan McNabb to do anything,
he was totally
unreliable. He was throwing up in the locker
room,
throwing up on the field right during the Super Bowl. You know, that should have been sign number one right there, shouldn't it have
been? Yeah, exactly, Paulie. He's probably not coming on because he's too busy throwing up right now because he's so nervous.
Yeah, maybe that's what's going on. He's probably head in a toilet bowl right now, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you go back and this is what we should say about that Super Bowl. You'd think if you were going to be a quarterback, the first thing you should think about is not throwing up during the Super Bowl, right? You know?
First thing you do in practice, guys, don't throw up.
Yep. You know, he signed that deal in the early 2000s with Campbell's Chunky Soup. And when he signed that deal, what was the first thing we said? We said, that looks like throw up, right? Didn't we say that?
Exactly. And, that's the first thing we said.
Yeah. So he starts doing this. Well, then he gets to the Super Bowl, and what comes out of his mouth? Now, you know, people said it could be throw up, could be Campbell's Chunky Soup. Hard to tell the difference, right?
Yeah.
You know, look at that beef stroganoff they sell. You know, part of me, sometimes I'll be eating it and I'll look down and I'll be like, wait, did I microwave this or did I just throw up in my soup bowl? You know, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at how these quarterbacks, they manage themselves. That was probably the biggest miss of his career. And we should have dinged him for that, shouldn't we?
Exactly right. And guess what? You know who didn't throw up? Nick Foles.
You know, that's true. You know, Nick Foles, every time he cancels on us, he at least has the decency to write us. You know, a couple days earlier.
So sorry, Paulie and Tony.
He says, so sorry, I'm injured. I'm on my back. I can't move. I'm too busy trying to save the Colts franchise.
Exactly. My sternum's broken.
But, you know, as far as I'm being told, there's no word from Donovan McNabb.
It's just literally shameful.
You know, Tony, for years, in the, you know, 23 years straight, we've had Donovan McNabb at number one on our all-time QB list. You know, also now in a tie with Nick Foles. But, you know,
yep.
I'm starting to think that maybe we should reconsider that. Maybe
drop him down. Yeah, exactly. Can we pull up our graphic of our greatest QBs
of all time?
Right
there. Number one, you got Nick Foles tied with Donovan McNabb.
Yep.
Right ahead of Ron Jaworski, Randall Cunningham, and of course, Joe Montana. Respect.
You got to have him. Respect. Yeah,
of course. But, you know, this when we calculated this list, one of the things that we, you know, we took into account was dependability.
Yeah, showing up. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know, what?
We have to adjust the list now.
Yeah, so
he's not clutch.
Let's just go in. You know, hold on. Let's just take a moment here, Tony. You're good with the calculation. Let's just recalculate here. You'd have to lower dependability, right?
Yep.
Also, you know, communication, right? Responding to text messages that people send you before a show.
Great call, Paulie. Exactly.
You know, gotta lower accuracy for not knowing the time.
Yep.
Clutchness for just totally not showing up in the moment.
Yep.
And unfortunately, greatness too.
Yep.
Reduce that one from 99 to 12 because he still did get to a Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah. So, taking those numbers into account, here are the new results.
What? You got
it? Just updated the list.
Okay.
Donovan McNabb has just tumbled from the number one all-time QB spot all the way down to number 1,299.
That is just a turn of events.
A precipitous drop there, Paulie.
Yeah.
And he is now sandwiched between Jay Cutler and Rex Grossman.
Wow. Just an absolute turn of events here, Tony. And, you know, maybe we should just wrap it here because, you know, we got better things to do than sit around and wait.
Totally.
Yeah. Clearly, Donovan McNabb thinks he has better things to do, too. Well, he'll learn. You know, don't be surprised, people, if you don't see Donovan McNabb on TV ever again.
And don't be surprised if the next time you see Donovan McNabb, he's got six broken legs.
Yeah.
And he's behind the stadium getting the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, you know, he'll learn. This is not how this is not how you do broadcasting, people. This is let this be a lesson to all you kids out there. You know, you make an appointment, you say you're gonna be on a show, you show up. So
You write your post-it note and then you show up.
Yeah, now Donovan McNabb, we can put him out to broadcasting pasture with other greats such as George Seifert and Dennis Miller. Goodbye. You know, you're never gonna work in sports again.
Guess what, McNabb? Off the show.
Yeah, you're off broadcasting forever.
Yeah,
for this.
Exactly.
And we're gonna remember this forever. So you know. You're probably throwing up. He's probably throwing up right now as he's listening to this, Tony.
Yeah, exactly. He probably has stress colitis right now.
Yeah, he's probably knee-deep in the pile of throw-up and Campbell's beef stroganoff. That's where
it is. Exactly. We know what that is, y'all.
Yeah, if he can tell the difference. Anyway, all right. You know what? Let's just wrap it here. We're not going to let Donovan McNabb not showing up ruin what was otherwise a terrific show. So
our
sponsor.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on.
Are you kidding me, producer Jay?
You can't even book a backup guest. What, are you going to tell us how to do our job?
Corrections.
What?
You kept calling the Cowboys kicker Brett Maher.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
No, it's not pronounced Maher. It's pronounced Maher.
Right. Like, I'm going to martyr you after the show.
Yeah. I can't wait to pronounce you dead.
Good one,
Tony.
Yeah,
got him.
Great one.
Yeah.
Second.
No, what?
You said Dak should be blamed for Brett Maher missing extra points.
Yeah. You know, if Dak scored more during the season, Brett Maher would have gotten more practice.
Exactly.
In the regular season, Brett Maher had 53 extra point attempts. That was tied for the most in the league.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's an extra point. Shut up.
Yeah. After the show, I'm going to make 53 attempts to hit you with my car.
Great one, Tony. Got him.
Yeah, he's done.
Right,
that's it. We're done.
Last one. Tony, you said earlier, quote, a clear case of causing an effect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not right. The idiom. It's a clear case of cause and effect.
Oh, yeah? Well, if anyone's an idiom, it's you.
Yeah. You're the biggest idiom that I know.
Yeah, got him,
we
Tony.
Got him, Paulie. Look at him, Paulie.
He has no response for that, yeah.
Nope, he's sad. Yeah. He's sulking, Paulie. He's over there.
I wish he would pull a McNabb and not show up next week either, you know?
He's going to be in the toilet soon.
Oh, whoa. I just got an email came through, Tony, from Nick Foles. I've been listening to the show. Don't worry, I'll be there next week. That's from Nick Foles.
A real professional.
That's how a real Eagles QB comes through. Take
the
note,
best
Donovan
of all time.
Anyway, we can't wait for that. So, in the meantime, don't forget, follow us on all our major platforms, TikTok, Instagram. Watch us on YouTube. You know, listen to the audio on Fox Sports Radio. Then watch it on YouTube. Get that double entertainment. And, Tony, despite all the factors today, all the variables, great job as always. True professional.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week. Bye.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.